Fleet picked at the little grass remaining in the clearing, a wedge of sky teasing him with its sense of space. His legs itched to run, to gallop until he couldn't breathe, to pound the earth so the world passed by in blur. He never had. He'd spent all his 2 years of life locked in this dense big forest of giant oaks, horse chestnuts and elms. He wandered over to where Sapphire, his dam, dozed. "Tell me again about racing with the wind." Sapphire opened her eyes and shifted to her weight. "Why? We must stay here. I want to see the wide open spaces you've told me about. I can't imagine grasses like you say as high as our chests. How can water rush in streams?" He nibbled her rump and swished his tail to keep the flies off her face. She didn't reciprocate. "Leave me be. I'm tired. Something's not right, but I don't know what." Fleet flicked his ears. He couldn't detect anything untoward. With a heavy sigh, he left Sapphire to her worries and snuck out of the clearing as she closed her eyes again. She was old and rarely wanted to explore, only ever moving to find fresh grazing. Following the trail back the way they had come the previous day, Fleet broke into a trot. Darkness enveloped him under the dense canopy. The hairs down his spine prickled. A heavy lump churned his guts. He could go no further. Sapphire was right. Something threatened. He broke into a canter and hurried back to the clearing. A huge wolf slunk across his vision, heading for the oak where Sapphire grazed. He neighed to warn her and galloped over. Pain seared his rump. Sharp claws gouged his hide. The stench of rank breath accompanied a deep growl. Fleet lashed out with his hind legs, spun around, and thrashed his forelegs on the wolf's back. It ducked beneath him and leapt at Sapphire. Its curved fangs closed on her neck. She reared and struck out with her front hooves. The wolf smashed against her chest, knocking her over. The air filled with a metallic smell of blood as her flesh was rent by its fangs. "Run!" He ignored her command and charged, neck stretched forward, teeth bared. His hooves skidded on the wet grass as he neared the wolf. The beast spun on sturdy legs. As tall as Fleet's shoulder, its maw opened wide, its tongue slick with gore. Fleet raced into the trees, trying to draw the wolf away from Sapphire. Neither of them followed. He slowed and listened. Nothing. Not even the birds raised a warning. He returned to the clearing, every hair on end, nostrils wide and blood streaming from the gouges in his hindquarters. Sapphire lay on her far side, her sides heaving. The wolf streaked out of the shadows on silent paws, drool dribbling from its gaping jaws. Straight at him, it leapt. Fleet reared in defence. Before the wolf reached him, it fell across Sapphire's body, a wooden shaft protruding from its throat. Dead. Fleet skidded to a halt and dragged the corpse off Sapphire, gagging on the foul taste of the fur. "We must flee. There might be another one." Sapphire peered at him through slitted eyes. "I told you to go. Why did you come back?" Fleet blew into her nostrils. "To save you." Her head slumped to the ground. "A man shot it. You can trust people. They help horses." "Who?" Her breath came in shallow, rapid rasps. "Upright beings. One saved your life. You must thank him. There's so much I haven't taught you." She thrashed and groaned. She writhed and gasped. Her body shuddered. Then she went limp. Her eyes opened. Their vivid blue dimmed to smoky grey. She struggled to breathe. "A vision. So terrible. A black and red horse, with twisted horns. An army of blood wolves. Save horses from destruction. All horses, you. Me? What can I do? I don't even know any other horses." Fleet trembled and sweat trickled down his legs. Bloody froth dribbled from her lips. "The unicorns are meant to protect us. Find them. Warn King Streak. Promise me." Fleet lowered his head to hear better. "What am I meant to do?" "Go east. Streak must know. Promise." Fleet shook his mane in confusion. "I promise to do whatever is necessary to save the herds, but I need to know more. Who are the unicorns?" There was no reply.